we were in that hospital for 3 months. I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks before you even woke up.
I never really fully understood, like, what happened or even what I was part of. As far as I knew, I was a normal kid.
After all these years, 20 years, this is the first time we've sat down and actually talked about the bombing. I wanted to protect you, and I never wanted to relive it with you because I personally hold myself responsible for you getting hurt. I was supposed to take you to the daycare that day, but that morning when your mom was getting ready to go to work, she asked me, did I want her to take you? And I told her, I said, well, hey, you know, I'm pretty tired. I'm going to sleep another 30 minutes or so go ahead and take him. But if I would have kept you there with me, you wouldn't have got to the federal building until the bombing would have been over. You wouldn't even been there.
I never knew that you had blamed yourself for what had happened to me that day.
Sometimes I'll be sleeping, I'll just be in a cold sweat, and I wake up because of the nightmares I have.
I don't want you to walk around with this burden. I want you to be alive inside. I'm never angry about my situation. I'm all right. I'm good. I like so many things about you, Dad. You're always the coolest guy in the room. I'm like, all right, when I get that age, I'm going to be just like him. Walk in, be the man. And I don't want to be responsible for that day in any way.
I still wrestle with it, but you were the one that was in there. And to see you come back was a miracle. And I'm proud of you. And I love you.
I wouldn't trade that for anything else in the world. I love you very much, and I'm glad that you're my dad.